Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Cultural landscapes are a combination of natural and built elements that reflect a people's values. In Utah, part of our cultural landscape was shaped by the unique relationship between members of the LDS Church and water. Mormons relied on a particular kind of city planning, fueled by communal investment in water control that was unique in the American West. In 1861, Samuel Clemens, better known as Mark Twain, passed through Salt Lake City and wrote about it in his 1872 book, Roughing It. He marveled at the tidy, orderly city, and his description of Salt Lake City was quite idyllic, due in large part to water. He wrote, quote, "We strolled about everywhere through the broad, straight, level streets, no visible drunkards or noisy people, a limpid stream rippling and dancing through every street in place of a filthy gutter, block after block of trim dwellings, branches from the street stream winding and sparkling among the garden beds and fruit trees." In addition to the gridded streets and lots, unpainted wooden fences, farm buildings, and Lombardy poplar trees, Mormons used irrigation ditches to achieve their vision of tight-knit communities on the American frontier. Whereas most of the American West has isolated homesteads, Mormon villages modeled after those in New England meant that Utah towns were more interconnected via canals. By the 1850s, the first in a series of laws to organize canal companies in Utah Territory were written, solidifying man-made waterways as a central element in Utah's cultural landscape. Settling arid lands where water was scarce, Mormons knew they would need to control it through dams, irrigation, and communal labor. By 1850, a mere 3 years after settlement, there were already 16,000 irrigated acres in Utah. It is this intersection of the natural arid land of Utah and the cultural Mormon desire for an irrigated farm community that defined how much of Utah was settled and how our water got used. While the landscape Mark Twain saw in 1872 is hardly visible in the urban Wasatch Front today, it is still an image common in rural Utah. This episode was contributed by the University of Utah American West Center. Find sources in past episodes of the Beehive Archive at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Weiss.